This month, join the Health Dare and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-iDareMe.
Whenever you head out the door to gather groceries for you and your family, head to your local Ingles. That's what we do in my household, and here are some of the great reasons why. Ingles is truly locally owned, just up the road in Black Mountain outside of Asheville. Select Ingles locations offer Starbucks, fuel savings with your Ingles Advantage card, and a full-service pharmacy, many with drive-thrus. Each week, you'll find tons of savings in the Ingles sales circular, from fresh fruit and vegetables to meats, seafood, pork, and poultry. Need an event catered at home, work, or for a special occasion? Talk to the Ingles Deli and Bakery Department, and they'll get you set up. How about flowers for a special someone? Many Ingles locations feature a floral department with prices that can't be beat. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself why Ingles is where you need to shop for groceries. One team, one community. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. 2021 has come and gone, and Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our number one selling maple bacon donut that starts with a dip in our house-made maple icing and finished off with the savory goodness of real chopped bacon. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
With us, hour number two. I'm going to segue at hour number three at the end of the last hour, but hour number two coming up now. Tell you about our friends over at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Now, we have postponed the tailor-made fitting day that was scheduled for today. I'll give you a new date as far as that goes. The good news is they're going to open up this weekend. They've been closed like every other golf course in the area for a few days and nine holes at a time, all that kind of stuff. But they'll be back this weekend, hopefully better weather and getting everything clear there. Well, these superintendents are doing an amazing job of getting these courses back out from beneath the ice and snow. Katechi is no different than that. You know, Greg Rushing made a good point to me. They've got Bermuda greens there that are covered at night during when the temperature gets below 25 degrees. That's the magic number. Below 25 degrees, they had to be covered up. And he said, as a general manager, I had to make a decision. We lose some revenue when we close things, but I can't lose my number one asset right now. And I was like, your people? He goes, no, on a serious note, my people are my number one asset. But my best asset to the public right now is our greens. And he's right, man. It is fantastic green complexes there right now. And getting a lightning speed of those greens. You're going to love those. So our friends over at Katechi, great place for meetings, for food, for golf, for instruction. It's the David Ledbetter Academy there. And Andrew, get in touch with them for your outing, for your, like, I want to sell some memberships. I'm a member and proud of it. And your corporate memberships, your individual, your family memberships. Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. For divisional round playoff games in the NFL starting tomorrow, two tomorrow and two on Sunday. We talked a little bit of that in hour one. Previewed a little bit of Clemson and Pittsburgh. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame show in hour one. Told you about the upset, like the Purdue getting upset last night by Indiana in college basketball. Patrick Cantlay shot 62 on the PGA Tour out in the desert. He shares the lead there. And later, I'm going to get with robot umpires again in AAA this year. I think that's a great idea. Some don't, but I don't know. I want to see them in action more. I haven't really seen it yet, but conceptually speaking, I think tennis kind of set things up to where we can. Let me get, I want to finish on that last topic last hour because people do take time to text in and I want to read as many as I can. I got too many to do all of them, but many as I can here. And I'll fly on just the last 9 or 10 here in this segment. I do have a unique NFL thought, big picture NFL thought I want to get to in this segment too. Josh Williams, 725, previewing the NFL, college basketball, and the PGA Tour. And our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting Fish Report, 745 this morning, Tyler Vissen talking about some burning and control burns. 8:25 this morning, Larry Williams. We're talking about Cade Klubnik, Nick Eason, Graham Neff, some newcomers here in their current positions. Speaking of Graham Neff, 7323 says, do you think Neff might emphasize winning basketball program more than the previous AD? Look, I had a long sit-down with Dan Radakovich years ago, and I know he wanted to win. And it would be interesting to see what he thinks about that. And look, they have won here. It's not like they, you know, they're pretty losers and everything. They've done some things here. But I know people like to have them, including the current staff and administration, like to do that on a little more consistent basis. Jesse Neasy back with us said, I agree with you 100%. I like or the change list. It was with us, Clemson, on top, though. LOL. Look, if Miami can, if Florida State can, if Auburn can, then Clemson can. QCT says statements by fans are based on 12-year sample size, not one season. How many more? How much more evidence do you need that Clemson is what they are under Brownell, mediocre at best, and that's not changing? We all know D-Rad was not serious about basketball. I disagree with that. I know D-Rad wanted to win. He goes, we'll see with Neff. Every program you just mentioned, Auburn, Tennessee, committed to wanting to win and went out and hired a big-time coach to get there first. We aren't doing that. We are telling us what the fans expect from the coach. And he said that's insane. Now, to be fair, Auburn hired a guy with a very checkered past. Are you willing to do that? So, you know, there's gives and takes there too. Fins Up said a major problem with D1 talent leaving the state and these local kids. Yeah, you look around the country, and people are winning with South Carolina players. And look at this country right now, and it's not a good year for Clemson or for South Carolina. So you got to keep these players close at home. Here's a mindset text that I did want to emphasize. 9690 says, 13 straight overtime wins for Florida State is an amazing stat. Can you imagine if Florida State had a limited non-growth mindset? Can you imagine if Florida State said, ah, man, it's a tough league? First, we'll get to some of these games. You got to remember this. In winning 13 straight overtime games, and some of them are out of conference, sure. But a lot of those might have been games they were lucky just to get it in overtime. It's not like, and some of those games just to hold on. But that mindset is different, too. You could have the mindset that, man, we should have won that in overtime. Here we go. I mean, in regulation, but here we go. Or we got no business being here. But 13 straight wins, that's a mindset in overtime. Florida State is our blueprint. How do you do it? Leonard Hamilton is our blueprint, or one of our blueprints. There's plenty of blueprints out there. 6013 said, ACC basketball just beats up on each other week in and week out. They played each other. If you play another conference, these teams will be undefeated. Hashtag insert sarcasm. Sarcasm is funny. It's hard to get sarcasm on text, but when you say insert sarcasm, I get that was sarcastic. Yes. It's a meat grinder in the ACC right now. Again, that's good news. Like, that's the good thing. Miami and Florida State are at the top, and Florida State has been there. Miami's also been there a few times, but Florida State's consistently been there. Virginia's consistently been there. Virginia wasn't a power now. You realize Virginia up until the Tony Bennett, Virginia had won one ACC championship. I think I'm right by saying that. Jeff Lamp. I think I'm right by saying that. I had to go back and look that up. Texture 3073 says, I think the expectation has been raised, but every time people are disappointed with the outcome, excuses are made for coaching. We're told it's just too hard of a job to win here. No, we have to stop the excuses and raise the expectation. It's not too hard to win here. You can win here. You can. It can be done. This is not impossible. Finally, Texture, because I'm trying to get a bunch of different perspectives here. Finally, Texture 9670 says, preach it. I'm a Gamecock fan and sick of it. You know, got some Clemson basketball texts here today. We won't talk enough about South Carolina and Frank Martin because that is a whole separate issue there and challenges there. Look, this is a hard job. Yeah, I don't need to be reminded of that. South Carolina's a hard job. But South Carolina fans don't need to be reminded that it's a hard job. And it's hard to win. It's hard to win anywhere. Harder at some places. I don't know. I think mindset at both places right now. And I like Frank Martin. I like Brad Brunell. And I think that both of them have had success and can have more success. Let me get to a thought. And obviously my mind works a little bit differently. But I was on some message board last night from, I do this, I go to Clemson, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida State, North Carolina. I go to our listeners, the schools that is that fair to say that? Our clientele here, our listening base here, for the most part, obviously Clemson, South Carolina, Georgia. And I think we'll probably have more Seminole and Tar Heels than maybe anybody else. I go to, there's a lot, we have some Alabama fans here. So I try to go to those message boards. I go to Ohio State's message board a lot too. Just to get a pulse of what's going on. And someone made a point last night, and it just, a light bulb went off my head. Now, this is a different school of thought, all right? This is a different way of thinking than I've ever thought. But the texture said, I mean, the poster on, and I don't even know what school it was now, where they're talking about NIL and transfer portal. And the poster said, if it's going to be like this, then I'll just stop watching college football and I'll just go to the NFL. For historical purposes here, let me say, I don't watch a lot of the NFL. Last weekend, I watched every single game, not all of every game, but last week is the most NFL I watched all year, and I watched all of them this weekend, weather, you know, being part of that. But the playoffs is getting better, and I get that. And there were some good games, some good teams, some great performances. I mean, what Buffalo did in that weather, it was amazing. Joe Burrow looked fantastic. Tom Brady was amazing. What the Buccaneers defense did to Jalen Hurts in the Philadelphia, that was phenomenal. I didn't watch more than 10 plays of the Monday night games just too late, but all the other games, you know, I tried to watch. And that's just my normal deal. I don't watch regular season football. I didn't watch a whole regular season football game this year in NFL. But the point that the poster made was if we're going to have chaos and there's no rules, at least watch the NFL where there are some rules. You know, there is a salary cap. How about that? At no point in time in my life would I ever would have thought, say, boy, I want salary caps. And here I am in college football now saying, man, we need to cap this. We need to find a way to have some sort of rules in place instead of the wild, wild west. Can we admit that, A, that the athletes are better in the NFL? That's not debatable. Can we admit that, with that said, that the game should be better? I've maintained forever it's not as good because there's not as many mistakes. It gets a little bit boring at times. But can we admit that if the one thing that we loved about college that we didn't love about the NFL is the color and the pageantry and the feel of the student athlete playing for your school, and these guys were amateurs. And if that's going away, then why not go with a better product? If we admit that we like, I won't say fairness or competitive balance, maybe that's not right here because certain teams dominate them more in college football than NFL. But if we don't want money being the big factor, money pushes it away. For the first 10 years I did this show, I hosted a bunch of phone calls of, why does somebody need to make $1 million playing baseball? Why does somebody need to make a million? You know, I got a lot of that, a lot of jealousy. You don't hear that as much anymore. But I thought the poster made a good point. If we are going to have more competitive balance in the rules set up in the NFL rather than college football, why would I watch college football? If there's more corruption and more of a slanted field in college football than the NFL, if there's more things that have pushed me to one side and that slant pushes me to the other side now, why would I watch it? Why not just watch the better product? Forever, we watched it because we're Alabama fans and we're Georgia fans and we're Clemson fans. We're South Carolina fans, and they choose our school and our way of life and our universities and our majors, our coaches. They choose our colors, our rocks and hills and 2001s and sandstorms. They choose us for all those things and all this. The family is all about the U, is all about the G. It's family here and welcome home. And now we're going to choose them just for money. So we're going to go with whoever's the best free agents. So if you're going to do that, then could the NFL benefit from that? Think about that for a second. College football is the greatest sport in the world, in my opinion. And we have screwed, and the NFL is not in the top two or three, in my opinion. But we have screwed up the best so bad that we were willing to replace it with something that we didn't even consider before. It's an interesting concept. If NFL 2.0, a.k.a. college football, 1.0 is not broken, why not watch 1.0? Why go watch the tribute band when you can still watch the real band? Mick and Keith and the boys doing a good job here in the studio with us today. Why would I go watch a tribute Rolling Stone band when I can go watch the Rolling Stones at the same price as I had to come from my own home? I don't know. Call me crazy. It's a very interesting point by the poster. The NFL has an opportunity. You know, this happens in business. When Coca-Cola makes a mistake, Pepsi can pounce. When Pepsi makes a mistake, Coca-Cola can pounce. Apple, whatever, whoever they're I don't know if Apple has competition, but Ford, Chevy, they can pounce. Could the NFL pounce? I don't know if the NFL directly competes with college football, but I don't know. We'll see. They did on Thursday night, and they took away the college football slot, basically. Could you see more of that? Could the NFL pounce on college football's rudderless ship and take even more of their market, take even more of the attention away from the sport? It's an opportunity. It's another example, though, of why we have to save college football. Somebody out there, please save the sport we love so much. Please. Please. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams talking some NFL, giving you a preview of the weekend, maybe a golf thought or two. Short break, much more on the other side right after this.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. Six and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It's a new year. It's time to start training for the Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming your way March the 12th. It's going to be a fun day. You need to go ahead and sign up. You can go to GoGreenEvents.com. Sign up. We've got a half marathon. We've got a 5K. And this year's something special, a kids fun run. 10 and under, absolutely free. The kids are going to get a nice medal. So you'll have some places available to sign up for that. We do have a limit this year, so sign up today. We're so thankful to be sponsored again by Santee Cooper and all the gang at 313 Cafe. Now, 313 is going to do it again. We're going to pick up our packages on that Friday, the 11th, and we're going to have a party at 313 all afternoon long as we get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. You make your New Year's resolutions and stick to it because you can do it. You can do your first 5K or your first half marathon. Sign up today, March 12th. It's going to be a fun event. Come on out and hang out with the City of Seneca at Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, March 12th. Check the website or Facebook for more information.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership started only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
So you finally got your credit score up to 700. You're feeling good, about to get a new credit card with rewards. You apply and, ooh, it's not approved. And that knocks your score right out of the 700 club. There's a better way. Next time, go to Credit Karma and check out your approval odds first so you can find a card you're more likely to get approved for. And with over 100 million members, there are plenty of reviews to help you choose. Get your free credit scores and find the right card for you at Credit Karma. Approval not guaranteed, subject to checks.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Friday, a cold Friday. Tell you about the friends over at Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. In case you're not coming into town, not getting out, don't blame you for any of those things right now. If you come to a basketball game tomorrow, they'll stop by Tiger Sports. Some great-looking stuff in there right now. Always enjoy my time there. Got to get ready for my Clemson baseball apparel coming up. Got to get my new Clemson baseball hat every year. You know that. So do it at Tiger Sports Shop. Two great locations, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. Open on Sunday. If you come to the basketball game and staying in town and don't have time, maybe getting there late, you don't have time to go by Saturday, check out the latest. Always new stuff. I like the Tiger Sports brand that they have there. Good folks doing a great job. Online, check them out, tigersports.com. What Julie and Sean and Eric, the new one of their new upper management people, doing a great job over that way at tigersports.com. To our guest lines now, where Josh Williams joins us, as he does every Friday. I think people need to know, Josh, you always get your Clemson, your yearly Clemson baseball hat. Seems like every year you get a new one, don't you?
Yeah, you got to get a little refresh. And
I think people need to know you're going to get your Duke basketball shirt. So too. That's the only disappointing part of our friendship. I don't mind you being a 49ers fan. I get that. But, man, the Duke basketball thing, I just can't get over that. But I'll put it aside for right now because I want to talk NFL with you. Two games tomorrow. You want to get in-depth with the first, the very interesting game of Joe Burrow playing at a high level, Ja'Marr Chase at a high level, and Derrick Henry coming back to maybe the – maybe the biggest story all year long is what the Titans have done without Derrick Henry securing the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, definitely so. And so, you know, last week the wild card round kind of continued the historical trend of pick the winner of the game and they cover the spread, and the spread doesn't matter. So the wild card round, the winners are 135-19-5 against the spread, and about 85%. Including the 6-0 mark last week. So last week, the spread did not matter. So we'll see how that continues as we move on to this week. But yeah, with this game, you know, the Titans opened at 2.5. It's pushed up above 3 to 3.5. Titans have gotten about 60% of the tickets, but you know, about 3-1 on the terms of total money wager on the game. So the sharp money has been on the Titans. When you look at this, Vrabel is kind of becoming the new Andy Reid in the respect of when he has extra time to prepare, his teams really do well. He's 8-0 both straight up and against the number when he basically has more than a week to prepare, 8-plus days, and the Titans have a plus 18.7 points per game differential in those games. It really – the Titans, like you said, are impressive in what they were able to do without their full complement of skill guys. And, you know, the last time they had their full complement of guys, you know, including Henry and Julio and A.J. Brown, the last time they were all playing in the same game was week 7. But when they all play, you know, they average about 7 yards per play, and Tannehill averages almost 9.5 yards per attempt. So that play action is lethal when he's got his full deck of cards there, and but he only had them for about 11% of his dropbacks from the season, which is pretty remarkable. You know, Henry, you know, they're likely going to activate him today, but, you know, how many carries is he going to get? You know, I don't think it'll be a full load. You know, maybe somewhere 10 to 12, 14 won't be his full load of 25-plus. So when you look at Cincinnati, obviously they've been as hot as anybody the last 5 weeks. You know, got on a run, won that division. I had to go back and double check this, but they've only played one game away from home since Thanksgiving. So all of December and we're, you know, now into January, they've pretty much been at home. But in his last two road games, Burrow has thrown for less than 160 yards. So I really like the Titans in this one. I think they're a little bit undervalued. People see Burrow in that offense. You know, the Titans this year, they've beaten some good teams, and they've beaten quite a few teams that are still playing. They beat Buffalo and Kansas City. They've beaten the Rams and 49ers. So they're good at not allowing explosive plays. They rank 3rd in the fewest explosive plays allowed. I think one way, if you want to play this and you don't want to lay something above 3, maybe look at taking the Titans in the first half. You can get them around 2.5 on a first half number. They're plus 60 in the scoring margin in the first half this year, which is top 5. Cincinnati's kind of middle of the pack at 16th. As a result, you know, Titans have gotten a lot of leads and kind of been able to sit on them in the second half. And those kind of flip. Cincinnati in the second half, they're 3rd in score margin, and Tennessee 16th. So maybe if you like the Titans, play them in the first half, because if they're winning at halftime, they're probably going to win the game as well.
And they had, like you said, the week off. Couldn't prepare 2 weeks for it. We got a week to prepare off. We got a week to get healthy and end of the year, 17-game seasons. I like that. I don't like the fact that the better quarterback's on the other sideline. But Tannehill's not a liability by any stretch either. 8:15 tomorrow night, Packers, your San Francisco 49ers going to the Packers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from a Green Bay perspective, you know, if you got an honest answer from them, I think this is the one team they probably would not want to face in this matchup. When you look at it, the line opened around 4.5 to 5, you know, the initial money early in the week was on San Francisco, and then kind of the injury uncertainty with some guys there pushed it up to 6. And now since we've gotten some kind of clarifications the last couple of days, it's ticked back down to 5.5. So, yeah, the big deal for San Francisco's perspective, obviously the 3 injured guys, Warner sounds like he's going to play. Bosa's in concussion protocol, but they sound pretty confident that he'll be able to clear that by game time. And then the quarterback, Garoppolo, thumb and shoulder, but he's practiced fully yesterday, so it sounds like he's ready to go. You know, Green Bay, much like Tennessee, is really getting healthy. I mean, they're getting back. Bakhtiari probably playing tomorrow. He hasn't played since tearing his ACL last year. And, you know, Jair Alexander, he's been out since week 4. You know, Za'Darius Smith, pass rusher, he might be back for the first time since week 1. You know, Whitney Merciless has been out the last 7 games. He's probably going to play tomorrow. And then Randall Cobb missed the last 5 games. So they're getting a ton of guys back, ton of talent back that, I don't know, is it almost, I wonder if it's almost a detriment that all of them maybe come back at the same time because these guys haven't played together much at all this year. But I wouldn't worry about that a whole lot. Particularly on the offensive side of the ball. But when you look at the matchup, you know, Green Bay's defense ranks 31st in rush yards per carry allowed, 31st in line yards on defense, and 28th in explosive runs allowed, which doesn't line up well with what San Francisco likes to do. On the year, Green Bay basically faced one top rush offense, and that was the Browns there on Christmas Day, and they allowed 219 yards on 25 carries. And they're also bottom 10 kind of in defending the tight end and tight end explosiveness. You know, Kittle had almost 100 yards in the first matchup. You know, we saw him play Mark Andrews of the Ravens a few weeks ago with the backup quarterback, and he went for 10 catches, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So that's the 2 keys there for Green Bay in defending San Francisco. If they can't stop them from moving the ball on the ground, this game's going to be tight. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt Green Bay can move the ball and score. But if they're not on the field, I think this game would kind of come down to the wire. So, yeah, I do like San Francisco with the points, particularly if you could have got it at 6. I think Green Bay likely wins the game, but I think it's going to be an uncomfortable and close one for them.
With that said, Lambeau Field tomorrow night, 10 degrees at kickoff. By the time the game ends, it's going to be between 8 and 9 degrees, and the wind chill is going to be -2 to -3. Is that a factor at all for San Francisco?
If they're able to run the ball, no.
Yeah.
But if Garoppolo has some troubles with some – I mean, basically I think for San Francisco it comes down to if Garoppolo turns the ball over. If he doesn't, they've got a good chance to cover and maybe even win the game. But if not, yeah, it'll probably end up being an easy Packers win and cover if he gifts them some easy points.
I would say that the 49ers are probably the most innovative, or at least, and again, I'm limiting my NFL knowledge, but let me say it this way. I love their innovation on offense, especially in the running game. Fair statement?
Yeah, definitely, and particularly since the last, you know, whatever, 6 weeks or whatever, what they've
– yeah.
Gotten Debo more involved in the run game.
Well, you know, you love Todd Monken for his innovation in the run game at Georgia, but I'd say the same thing about San Francisco right now, that you get that. All right, so bigger – I mean, one way to think about this, the Bengals play more confident after last week. The 49ers certainly should be more confident, especially if they get healthy as they continue to do that. But on the other side, extra rest and home field advantage. Pretty easy to see what both home teams are favored there. And in the 49ers, Packers by at least the best quarterback, home field advantage, and a week's rest. I think too many of the factors go in there. Thoughts on the two Sunday games quickly?
Yeah, both of them rematches from regular season. Obviously, the Rams beat the Bucs pretty comfortably. Bucs perspective, I think really you're just kind of watching the injury report for that offensive line. That offensive line was intact the whole year, very little injuries, and now you've got a couple of them dinged up that may not play. The center, Jensen, right tackle, worse. Both of them Pro Bowl, all pro guys. That it'll be a big deal if both of them play, particularly – if both of them don't play, particularly the center there, matching up with Donald quite a bit. So that's the thing to watch there. You know, Brady will be getting the ball out of his hands quick. You got to think they'll probably match up Ramsey on Mike Evans there. And the other game I think is fascinating. Both of those teams played well last week. I think Buffalo pretty much pitched a perfect game. I mean, they were incredible against New England. I mean, they never had a chance. You know, Josh Allen, he obviously had over 300 yards and five touchdowns. He was 10 out of 10 on throws beyond 10 yards, and those 10 throws resulted in 239 yards and four touchdowns. I don't think you can improve on that, but he really shredded Kansas City in that first matchup, and that'd be another interesting one to watch there Sunday night.
All right, I think this is pretty clear, but I need to ask you this. Burrow, the better quarterback in the first game against Tannehill?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, obviously clearly the better quarterback in the night game, Saturday night?
Correct.
Brady, the better quarterback?
Right.
Who's the better quarterback in the Bills-Chiefs game? I mean, you would the default would be Patrick Mahomes, but I don't know. I don't know about that. Is that fair?
Yeah, there's at least a discussion.
Yes.
To be had on that one.
Right. Right. How about the a final golf thought? Because I know you had a really cool couple of golf thoughts for me.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody would disagree with you that Rahm's the best player in the world, probably hands down. I say he had a bogey-free 66 yesterday. So this stat was, since he won the U.S. Open last summer, he's played 33 official rounds worldwide. He shot 66 or better in 15 of those 33 rounds. But on the flip side, you've also got Cantlay, who's on a heater himself. He shot 62. He's on a streak now of 20 straight rounds in the 60s.
That's crazy. That's like, you know, some of the streaks Tiger Woods had, some of his win percentage Tiger Woods had. I didn't think we'd see that again. And we're not talking about winning like that. But, man, that's crazy to think about those two numbers. Hey, a text question. Steven Simpsonville asked Mike McDaniel, the very interesting offensive coordinator of the of your team, the 49ers. Is he a head coach at the end of this year, or has he still got a few more dues to pay?
Man, he's getting some interviews. He's
he's a different cat, right?
He's a different cat, yes. Yeah, so he saw some of the interview the other day. He's definitely going to get some looks. I think there's a few guys that look like are definitely going to get a job. You know, Dable, Quinn, obviously Flores should get hired again. You know, maybe Leslie Frazier from the Bills. And then we'll kind of see what's left. But I think he's definitely in that kind of next tier under those guys that are definitely going to be getting some looks. And, you know, if he hits the interview process just right, you know, may end up somebody might end up falling in love with him and taking him.
Did he play college football? I know he went to Yale. I'm not sure he played.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Isn't that crazy? I don't think he did. But for the sake of argument, let's assume he didn't, okay? How about the fact that we've got a 38-year-old guy that didn't play college football that's very soon going to be a head coach in the NFL? Isn't that crazy?
let's see. Yeah, I mean, he looks like somebody that works on the Geek Squad at Best Buy.
But that's where, where football is headed.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
We're getting rid of the dumb jock mentality, and we're hiring the really, really smart analytical guys that make really big, good decisions. Again, we just talked about it's the most innovative offense maybe in the NFL right now. And it's a guy that's 38 years old that is a Yale graduate that I don't think played at Yale. Anyway, that's crazy.
No, it doesn't look like he did, yeah.
All right. Hey, I can't thank you enough, friend. Always appreciate your time. And let's talk some conference championship games next week, some more golf, maybe some college basketball when we visit next week.
Yeah, bundle up. Stay warm.
Oh, Don't even talk about that. He gives me a hard time about that for sure. Hey, Josh, have a great weekend for sure.
Yeah, man. You guys do the same.
Josh said Charleston. He told me it's going to be 70 degrees. It was 70 degrees yesterday. It's going to be 35 today. That's the high. We'll cut it in half today. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report from Tyler Vissen when you return for more of the Mickey Plata Show right after this. I'm starting the new year by making my home feel like new with the Advanced Clean of Zero Res. Take advantage of their New Year's sale. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And when you mention me, Mickey Plata, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule at ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider first-class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Relax. With a mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union, you'll get low rates up to 90% financing and pay no private mortgage insurance. And for a limited time only, receive our discounted interest rate without paying the 1% discount point fee. Apply now at foundersfcu.com/mortgage. Founders is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions apply. Not all loan types are eligible for promotional interest rates. Promotion ends on February 28, 2022. Institution NMLS ID number 410646.
Clemson's all about traditions, and one of the best is the Tiger Sports Shop, where we offer everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Champion, Nike, Cutter and Buck, Columbia Sportswear, and Comfort Colors are just some of the name brands offered at the Tiger Sports Shop. Founded in 1974, we are family and are here to serve you with the finest name brand apparel you need to celebrate and support your Tigers. Visit us at 2 locations in Clemson and the newest location in Pendleton. For more info, visit tigersports.com. That's tigersports.com.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
And now, an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Sometimes you only get one shot. It's all or nothing. Like when you need your roof replacement done right the first time. With over 2 decades and 500 homes a year under their belt, Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists work hard to make getting a new roof easier for you. Get a long-lasting roof to protect your home and family. Call now for your free no-obligation quote. 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, here to help you weather the storms of life.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel.
Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Go Tigers!
Glad to have you with us on a Friday. You know, weekends are better when weather's better, but hey, at least it's the weekend coming up. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. High-speed fiber internet, 200-plus channels of HDTV, secure, reliable phone connections. We're talking about for internet, for phone, for your business, for your homes, for streaming options. The best in the business is Upcountry Fiber. For a stronger connection, get in touch with them. When we mention these folks, sponsoring our Upcountry Fiber studios now. We have a great partnership with them, and we're glad to have them with us. Get in touch with our great friends at upcountryfiber.com. Back to our guest lines now, and our great friend Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty with our Outdoor Hunting and Fish Report. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We are great. You sent me a text last night about our topic. And, oh, by the way, I was on jrland.com, and I'll tell folks about that a little bit later on. But it just happens to coincide. I don't go on Facebook very often, but I saw a good friend of mine was doing some control burns around his property with his two young sons and teaching them about that. And I know you want to talk about that, but it's really cool how you guys do a great job of educating our youth and getting them outdoors and doing all that stuff. But on a cold time, we want to talk about some heat right now.
That's right. That's right. Who doesn't like to talk about fire? You know, everyone's willing to blow up some fireworks in July and all that. So, yeah, you know, we've always been taught that, you know, fire is quote-unquote bad. That's wildfire. You know, put your campfire out. Don't throw your cigarette butts out that are still lit into a, you know, dry forest, things of that nature. But what we need to start learning and adapting to is that prescribed fire is good. Fire has been suppressed for a very, very, very long time. Back in the early days, the early days, back in the when the Indians were still roaming the prairies, they used fire for everything. They'd use it to push buffalo. They'd use it to, you know, help the native grasses. They knew what they were doing. And so we went away from that for a long time. So now we have these forests that build up a what's called a duff layer, which is the leaf litter, pine needles, leaves, twigs, sticks, dead fallen trees, builds up this duff layer that is now becoming not inches but feet deep. And when you do get a spark from a campfire, or you get a lightning storm, or you get whatever, a stray firework, and it lands in an area like this, you're in trouble. This is going to cause a wildfire. So the use of prescribed fire is used to mitigate those risks. When you can go in and granted terrain and slope and topography and just getting into an access to get into an area is limited in spots. That's, you know, the West Coast out there. What happened in Table Rock? Why that happened was because we didn't have a lot of access up there to really get a dozer in there, create a fire break, stop that. So that's a different conversation. But anyways, when we can mitigate risk by using a controlled burn and doing it ourselves, professionals, foresters, the Forestry Commission, the DNR, when someone can go in and do a controlled burn, that's going to greatly reduce the fuel in a forest of that nature. And so now you get a lightning strike. It might burn a couple acres, but it's not going to burn 1,000 acres. So fuel reduction is one of the main reasons why prescribed fire is really good. It does have a couple other benefits. One is just aesthetics. You look at the magazines of the quail magazines and the Field and Stream magazines, and you see this wide open pine savanna that's been burned. It looks pretty. Everyone likes that. Another good reason is wildlife enhancement. The certain wildlife, deer, quail, turkey, they love the browse that comes up after a new fire, after a fire's gone through. Promotes native grasses and forbs, gets rid of a lot of that hardwood competition. Deer and turkey and quail can see easier. They can fly better. It's a lot easier for them to move around. From a wildlife manager, I'm careful with how I couple deer hunting and or deer habitat and fire, because yes, it's great for food, but it does eliminate all your cover. So that's something you kind of have to look around and maybe not burn your whole property, maybe burn sections of 30, 40 acres at a time and rotate. A little bit about when and why. A few different types of burns. I talked about the fuel reduction burn. That typically happens February through May. You want to stay in the cooler spring and winter time frame just to not kill any pine trees. They're not tolerable to a lot of heat. You get into later May, early June, July, they could die in a fire. You could basically burn the bark up, and that's how they transfer nutrients and water. Once that happens, the trees die. So you have to be careful. Watch the temperature on your fuel reduction burn. Your site prep burn, that can happen anytime from November through January, February. That's basically just reducing the amount of debris on the ground for your planters to get in and give your pine trees a good start for the next year. But you do have to burn it before your pine trees are planted in typically January, February. And then, like I said, your last type of burn is your wildlife enhancement. That usually happens January, February through June, July, or August. That's not so much weather dependent. You're just basically trying to bring everything back to a primary succession. If it's really hot and kills trees, so be it. You're really just focusing on getting back those native grasses and forbs to that early primary succession stage. As I mentioned also, the resources to have this prescribed burning done, you can call the Forestry Commission, the DNR. You can call your forester who's got a red card who does these prescribed fires. Sometimes we all work together. Sometimes it's just the DNR or the Forestry Commission working together. But there are some programs as far as cost share for putting in fire breaks and having a controlled burn, a prescribed fire done on your property. So it might be something to take advantage of this time of year. Burning season starting now, and it's going to go on for another couple months. So if you've ever wondered about it, you know, reach out to someone who might be able to give you some more information about doing that.
You, outdoors and conservation is what you guys do. Y'all do a great job of safety. Look, when it comes to guns, that's obvious. When it comes to getting in deer stands, that's obvious. Boating, there's some obvious stuff there. And I think this is pretty obvious as well. If you've not done it, you probably need experience the first time with somebody else, or go into it, arming yourself with I do YouTube videos and everything else, but talk to me about the first time people and maybe resources of the importance of how to go about this the first time.
Yeah, this is nothing, absolutely nothing to do by yourself. Please do not take this as, hey, I'm going to go light a match and I'm going to watch my pines burn this weekend. This is something that you need a trained professional to handle. One, you have smoke, and you have to make sure that you're not close to highways, schools, you know, major areas that are going to be affected by that smoke, because then that leads to car accidents and a lot of phone calls from the fire department, so on and so forth. So smoke mitigation is one thing that someone who knows how to handle a burn will help figure out. The second part of it, which is the biggest part of it, is just the danger of doing a prescribed burn. You know, you start walking lines to the middle of a fire and wind shifts, and all of a sudden you're trapped in the middle somehow. You know, you have to be aware of what's going on. You have to know your surroundings. You have to, you know the people you're working with so that you can communicate with them and properly get in and out of a fire if that's necessary. just a lot of things that need to happen from a professional. The fire breaks, not many people have the equipment to go out and put in a proper fire break to make sure it doesn't jump across a property line or a different pine stand. So please do not go light your woods on fire this weekend. That's not the point of this, but please do reach out to the professionals. As I said, the Forestry Commission, the SCDNR, you can find information on their websites or reach out to the local extension agents. They're all very willing to help.
Texter said, don't burn while turkeys are nesting in April and May. Is that a fair comment?
That's a fair comment. It's kind of one of those things where we have to work around Mother Nature. Mother Nature is giving us sometimes a short window to get a burn done. Mother Nature is also having those turkeys nesting in April and May. Yeah. So sometimes it happens that, you're going to run across a turkey nest. I haven't seen that happen many times, but it is 100% possible. But you have to think about more of the good you're doing now, and right. you may hit that nest. I hate that. I'm as much a turkey hunter as everyone else, but you have to take that risk and you have to get it done in the time frame you have. And then, you're going to have 3, 4, 5 good years of turkey hunting after that, better habitat for them moving forward. So,
hey, before I let you go, tell us about the website, what you guys do. I was on the site last night, man. You are obviously the best in the business and all your services at Jinx Inc. Realty.
Yeah, we've got some great properties still. Definitely worth checking out our website. We're also working a lot with buyers right now. There's a lot of 1031 money going around. And so we're always trying to pick up listings. We're in listing acquisition mode right now for sure. But helping a lot of buyers right now look for timberland properties, farm properties, just recreational properties, really. So you ever thought about selling a property or curious what it's worth, you can always call us at 864-631-2770. And as always, if you're looking to buy a property, you can check out our website or as well. You can call us. We'd be happy to help any way we can.
All right, buddy. Hey, nice buck I saw from your dad the other day. Can't thank you enough, man. I always look forward to visit with you folks and look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Great. Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty. That's our outdoor hunting and fishing report with JinxIncRealty.com. My friends at Prime Lending are saving people money. I love what they're doing. I love how they're doing it. I love their staff over there. I trust the staff there. It's our great friends at Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, let Amanda, let the experience of this team help you out. They can do it at so many levels with the refinance, with the remodeling, or buying your next home. Consider just one of your options out there at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We've got our biggie games of the week. What's coming up on television for the weekend? Ben Milstead will be here. We'll discuss that. Also, 8:25, Larry Williams. We'll talk a little bit about Clemson Athletics, the football program, what all's going on over there. We'll do all that and much more in your turn for hour number 3 after a very short top of the hour break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5.